From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Sarah Wood and Thomas Albert. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to our 485th live performance. Yeah, it's got a good sound to it. Nice to have you here, and we've got a great evening of music planned for you. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Sarah Wood and Thomas Albert. Beautiful voices and great harmonies. They're supported by banjo, Sarah, and guitar, Thomas. And they perform in old-fashioned Kentucky style. Please welcome to Red Barn Radio, Sarah Wood and Thomas Albert.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Sarah and Thomas. Here's Brad.
It feels like this is like Moorhead month on Red Barn Radio.
That's right. You did have the local honeys recently.
And we had the whole troupe come down. The whole group from the center came down and did a great show. We talk a lot about the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music on the program, but it's interesting to hear, you know, how individuals ended up there. Thomas, maybe you first. Maybe go back a couple years before you went to Moorhead. Was it after high school?
A couple years before I went to Moorhead, I was still in Moorhead.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Moorhead.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah. So I went through school there, elementary school and high school. Immediately after high school, I wanted to get out. And so I thought...
What a strange thing.
Yeah, right? Right. I thought, where's the furthest place I can go and still be in-state tuition? So the other MSU, Murray State University, in the very far corner, about 6 hours away, I went there for one semester, and partially because I have an older brother who went to school there, and I visited the campus before. And it's a beautiful campus, and there are a lot of nice programs there and a lot of nice people, but I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I spent that first semester there dabbling in different studies and trying to figure out what I might want to study. And during that time, I was playing music with a lot of friends back in Moorhead right before I left.
What kind of music?
All kinds of music. I played acoustic music, but I was mainly playing electric music, rock and roll influenced music, and I love that.
Were you playing like original rock stuff?
We played some Led Zeppelin. Oh, we played some original stuff. We played Pink Floyd.
I don't know if I can play with you anymore.
I'm shocking,
I'm
Sarah.
I'm hearing all this background, and I'm just not really sure anymore. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
We played all kinds of stuff. And even then, you know, we would play some Neil Young songs, some of his acoustic songs, too, and some other folk songs. And I really missed all of the music that I had in Moorhead. Something was missing, you know. I made the decision the next semester to come back, mainly so that I could be around the music. I'd heard about the Center for Traditional Music, and I knew some of the people who were involved in the program, some of the instructors like Jesse Wells, and I came back, and I think at that point they had some private instruction courses and an ensemble course. And the private instruction was just called banjo class, no matter what traditional instrument you had, it was called banjo class. You know, the program was in the works of getting everything named. And I think it was maybe called a traditional music ensemble or something like that. And
are you saying that everybody who comes in the program has got to start with the banjo?
Well, some might feel that way.
Heavens.
No, I think a lot of the people who have been in the program at some point or another have fooled around on the banjo, if not become extremely talented with it.
When first I came to Louisville, some pleasure there to find. A damsel there from Lexington was pleasing to my mind. Her rosy cheeks, her ruby lips, like arrows pierced my breast. And the name she bore was Flora, the lily of the lovely Flora, some pleasure there to find. But she turned unto another man, which sore distressed my mind. She robbed me of my liberty, deprived me of my rest. And though my lovely Flora, the lily of the yonder shady grove, a man of high degree, conversing with my Flora there, it seemed so strange to me. And the answer that she gave to him, it sore did me oppress. I was betrayed by Flora, the lily of the west. I stepped up to my rival, my dagger in my hand. I seized him by the collar and boldly made him stand. Being mad by desperation, I pierced him in the breast. All for lovely Flora, the lily of the stand my trial, I had to make my plea. They placed me in the criminal box and then commenced on me. Although she swore my life away, deprived me of my rest, still I love my faithless Flora.
But I did take some banjo lessons from Jesse, and I discovered that I really enjoyed that acoustic music, enjoyed connecting more with the roots of the music in that area.
Did you feel yourself sort of lured into that idea of old, primitive music? When you took some of your first classes, were you introduced to some real, you know, sort of ancient Appalachian music?
Yeah, definitely older than a lot of the stuff that I had been exposed to. And I like that. I felt a connection with that. I really connected with that kind of music and felt like maybe I should be studying this. And I knew that I always wanted to perform music, you know, whether or not I could make any money with it and that be my main source of income and line of work. I wanted to pursue playing music somehow.
just joined us, tonight we're with Sarah and Thomas on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
I hung around. I should have graduated before they developed the Bachelor of Arts in Traditional Music. But I knew that was coming, and I thought, well, I should stick around for that. There's some really great things happening here at the program. So.
Was it an open enough program that if someone, for instance, really felt going the direction of other styles of music, jazz, did the program accommodate that? Or is the program really all about traditional, you know, music of the hills?
It's not just, you know, what one might think of as old-time mountain music. You know, mm-hmm. that is definitely a part of traditional music, but it's inclusive of Celtic styles and you know, Western swing, and there is some jazz in there. We definitely have a nice jazz department at Morehead State.
So you graduated from the program when? How long ago?
I believe it was close to 2 years ago. Okay. In the spring will be exactly 2 years.
Okay.
Oh, it's hard for love when you can't be loved.
You also studied at Morehead, right?
I did.
Was it right after high school?
Right after high school.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school at Russell High School in Russell, like Flatwoods, Greenup County. I did a lot of stuff. I was a Governor Scholar and Governor School for the Arts, so I was really lucky. Did you know that about me?
I didn't know that.
Well,
do you still want to be here, friend?
You should know.
No, I don't.
Maybe you'll treat me a little different. No. I could kind of pick my state school, and so I was researching UK and researching U of L. I thought I'd be a vet, so I applied to Auburn. You know, I just did all these crazy things. I don't know what I was even thinking.
So you were not focused on a music program.
Do you know, I loved playing music then. I loved Irish music then, and I was playing three finger with some bluegrass banjo, and, you know, I loved it then, even. But I was just thinking of all sorts of things and nothing at the same time. But when I went to Morehead and I started researching about them, I discovered the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, and I got to go up there and meet Jesse and see what they were about. And when I realized that that's something that I could study and I could actually do with myself and minor in at the time, we just had the minor, I was all over it.
You did a minor?
I did the minor, yeah.
And
I was
your
a bachelor of arts in Spanish. I know. I don't know what happened to me. A Bachelor of Arts in Spanish. And then a minor in traditional music. So after I graduated, I think I might have had a semester. I guess you don't measure time in semesters after you graduate, but this period of time where I don't know what I was doing. I lived with my grandparents, and I remember my granddad said to me that I was just drifting, and I just had to do something with myself. And I'd already been enrolled, like, in an online master's class, just whatever, so I could tell people I wasn't just sitting around the house. So I just started getting real anxious about not doing anything. And so I started hunting down teaching jobs because I was, you know, going to be doing this master's in teaching program and teach Spanish. And at the same time that I was offered full-time employment teaching Spanish, I was offered part-time employment at Morehead State, picking up, you know, vocal ensemble and lessons and things like that. So I kind of started my working life all of a sudden and haven't really slowed down since then. But it's great.
Come all you fair and tender maidens, take warning how you court your men. They're like a star on a cloudy morning. They first appear and then they're gone. They'll tell to you such lovely stories. They'll make you
got two ensemble classes. I have a vocal ensemble and I have an introductory ensemble. Whoever wants to sign up, signs up, and we've got singers and instrumentalists of all kinds, and we all come together, sort of all different levels, from complete beginner to sort of intermediate, early intermediate, and even some people that just want more stage experience, or they can play excellently, they just have trouble playing with other people, or maybe have stage fright or whatever. Uh-huh. So I love getting to work with them.
So you all practice?
We've got 2 days a week. 2 days a week together, and we get together and play some songs and learn new songs, and we have 2 performances a year.
And how long have you actually been teaching at Morehead?
This must be my 5th year.
Okay, all right, wow.
I think it must be.
Do you have some exciting students, some new kids who've come in and really kind of wowed you?
Do you know, I just love them all. And, you know, I hope that she's listening, but one of my favorite students is Regina Furl.
Tell us about Regina.
I love Regina. She's on the older end of the age spectrum of the students at the KCTM. Not old, on the older end of the spectrum. And she's working on her degree in social work. And she started off, you know, she's been a singer, she plays piano, she was just learning the guitar, just learning her stringed instruments. You know, the first several semesters that she was there would kind of struggle with it, you know, she's got short fingers, so getting her fingers to push the strings down and not buzz. And at times it was a struggle, but then she would start having these victories of, look, I can play an F, duh, you know, and it would sound great. And, you know, all these wonderful things that she would be doing. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if it was last summer or the summer before, she texted me before classes started, or maybe it was when I saw her, and she said, I learned 20 songs over the summer, and I learned how to use a capo.
Yeah.
And I was just so happy.
Wow, a
so she's,
major
she's
breakthrough.
She's been the student for me that just really makes me happy. They all make me happy.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Sarah and Thomas. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.